Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. This morning, I'm joined by Executive Dean for Pueblo Community College here in Southwest Colorado, Dr. Sam. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Jack. I'm fine. Thank you. Thanks for having me on your program this morning.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join me, because I can only imagine you probably have had to pivot yourselves at Pueblo Community College. So I guess my first question would be, what is it that you're doing in this new COVID world to accommodate everything?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're doing a lot. We are doing quite a bit. Ever since we cut off in March, you know, this was about 6 months ago, we actually went into an abrupt shutdown, you know, try to, first of all, finish the semester, make sure that students got the seat time, the instructional time that they signed up for, making sure that even our, you know, we went from face-to-face, which was primarily everything here, to online and versions thereof. We started doing a lot of delivery through using a video conferencing system, WebEx. And so a lot of students weren't using that. So we really had to do crash course to help them get prepared for that. And at the same time, our faculty, we spent a week, you know, right about beginning of springtime, trying to show them how to transfer their what's left of their courses into another modality. We always have what we call Desire to Learn, a D2L. That's our online platform. We always had that. So it was a real scramble to move the content into D2L. And have faculty start to teach the new way. And lo and behold, about 3-4 weeks later, I think everything simmered down and faculty got very comfortable and students got comfortable with it. What we ended up doing was extending the spring semester by 2 more weeks. So we really finished right before Memorial Day. And so that worked out well for everybody. That worked out very well, yeah.
Now, I'm curious, how many students do you have enrolled right now in the COVID world?
Yeah, well, down here in the Southwest, my student body, I have two groups. I have the high school students who are taking classes at high school. Then I have the college students who are taking classes with us. So I think altogether, I have 600 students.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have. You just don't see all 600 of them at the same time. But, you know, that's a sizable campus. Yeah, so we have about half and half, you know, from both sides.
Sure. So I'm curious, when all this started taking place and, people got laid off of their jobs, things of that nature, what are your most popular courses that you're seeing people now, you know, gravitating towards as kind of we go into this fall semester?
This semester we see a lot of, first of all, our nursing program down Southwest. Even across the PCC as a college itself, it's growing and it's doing well. So we still have, this semester we have this fall cohort of about 22 to 25 mm-hmm. students, and that's healthy. Law enforcement, our police academy, that's also healthy, about a little bit under 20. And then, you know, we have students mostly, we have a site at Durango and Bayfield. The Durango site is actually doing quite well. That's where we offer a lot of our general education courses, English, math, psychology, sociology, and the like. So those are going very well. Those are going very well. So I think what we've seen is just sort of like the same behavior that we saw before. It's still going well. We are down by a few percentage points, not a whole lot. Okay. But then, you know, what we're hoping to see is people changing jobs who are waiting to see what's the next hot thing and go to school to get prepared for that.
Right.
Not like the recession in 2008. People knew IT was a big thing. Right now, I think there are a lot of unknowns and people are still trying a bit cautious as to mm-hmm. where do they begin and what's next.
Right. Now, along that line, if I was a non-traditional student, you offer opportunities for, I want to say, kind of like the adult enrichment. I mean, there's different courses that you offer. Are there some that people can take, you know, if they just want to go one semester and kind of, you know, learn a little bit about writing skills or welding or whatever it might be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we offer, anybody can take any of our classes for whatever purposes. Their college classes, they will run the normal semester. And in fact, down in the Southwest, one of the things we are doing that's going to be very successful for us is have short-term courses. Instead of the, we will go the full semester, but the classes will be 8 weeks long. We're even looking at some 5 week classes so that, like you said, you know, a career changer comes in and says, I need to learn something very quickly. We can fit that into an 8 week class so that you don't, you're not spending here for 16 weeks when you could be out there earning a living. So yes, you can come in and take any of the classes for that purpose. And like I said, we want to make sure that you get in, get out short term, because that's what the adult learner wants. Don't keep me waiting for a long time. I want to get in and get out.
Well, you know, I always use the, I always tell the story. I want to be 56 years old. I want to go back and take the classes I wish I would have in high school, you know, welding, shop, carpentry, things like that. And so one of these days I'm going to show up on your campus and say, all right, Dr. Sam, point me in the right direction. What do I do?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, so you're with your coursework right now, because you mentioned, you know, using WebEx. So you're probably doing, I'm assuming, a combination of in-person as well as online courses, or a hybrid of both, like most most schools are.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me talk about that real quickly. PCC just launched a modality we call Flex, PCC Flex. And PCC Flex gives the students the flexibility to take, you know, to attend class face-to-face, come to Amancus or any of our sites, or stay at home. Because we know that right now, there's still a lot of things going on with the K-12. Some schools are going in day-to-day, or some are staying online. But if a parent wakes up and says, well, my kid can't go to school because whatever changed, they can join that same class at home, log into our system, go into Desire to Learn, D2L, and that class is running, and they are live. The instructor, just like you and I are talking, the instructor can hear them, other students can hear them, you raise your hand, and everything. So the only difference is that you're not driving down to your location. You're at home in your comfortable zone, and you can take the class. And even in addition, some of those classes are recorded, not the entire class, but some aspects of it, so that I, as a student, I can take those pieces and bring them together. So that allows the student to attend class at home, or even we have instances where the class is even online. There's a piece of that online that I have to do some work on my own. So really, you know, Jack, we are in a time in higher education that this is fabulous. It really is fantastic, because I call it the best of all worlds for anybody coming into higher ed right now.
Well, you know, one of the things I always use the term, it's a COVID hall pass. If you're going to have to try something new, you know, and probably a lot of people, I think, were, you know, they're going, oh, we might want to go online. Oh, we might do it. Well, we're all forced to do this. And all of a sudden we had to immerse and shift gears and pivot and go into this. So I want to ask you, being part of the Pueblo Community College system, what are the advantages that offers?
Well, it's basically, you know, it allows you to really build your life, you know, we build our education around your life, you know, as opposed to the traditional, you know, 18 to 24 age group. You know, you graduate high school, you go to college, we're here, you do what we want you to do. But for the non-traditional learner, for the adult learner, your life goes on regardless of us. So we want to build our modality, our learning around you to say what works for you, because we want you to be successful, add to the economic growth of your community. So it's on us. It behooves us to really say, how do we fit ourselves into your life as opposed to you fit your life into us? So so that works well. That's really what, that's for me down here in the Southwest, that is what I am aspiring to do, so that we are more of a community. We are a true community college, and we are listening to what the market wants, and you know, be as agile as we can.
And along that line, let's say the courses that you take, let's say it might be, you know, whether it's a math course or writing course, things of that nature, do those count towards college credit or transferable credits to different colleges?
Yes, absolutely. Colorado has a program that's very successful. We call it the guaranteed transfer. So in that example, there are certain math courses. If you take them and you complete them successfully with a C or better grade, those classes will transfer to any of the state universities in Colorado, guaranteed. No questions asked. You show up and say, I took this math class at PCC. They look at it. They're looking at the matrix and say, oh, yes, this is a class that, and it's just guaranteed, as opposed to taking it and then you have to sort of like debate it and say, well, but this is my textbook. This is my, no. So guaranteed transfer courses, we always push students into that if they're not sure what they want to do, because you know you're not wasting money. You know you're not wasting your time. You know that it's sort of like a credit into the future for whatever you decide to do.
Right. I always say, it's one of those, my dad was an educator and, like to have this from someone else, but, an education is something nobody can take away from you. So that continuing and into, continuing to learn is so, so valuable. Let me ask you, what is the one thing that makes you get up every day? What is it that you love about your job, Dr. Sam?
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jack. That's an awesome question. The fact that I have the opportunity to come to work to build something, because I look in the Southwest, I tell you, when I came here, I've been on the job now for over a year. I started July 1 last year, and I know the Southwest quite well because I used to work in the area many years ago. We have a golden opportunity around here to really help to help grow students. We're fed by 9 high school districts in the area. We serve 5 counties all the way as far east as Pagosa Springs, and then as far north as Silverton. There are a lot of school districts in there. So what I'd love to do, what makes me get up in the morning is, okay, there's some, number one, contact communication with the superintendents, with the principals. That's key. And then also looking at what are the fields we should be in. We're looking at agriculture, for instance, in our future. We're looking at the ag program. We're looking at cybersecurity, IT and tech support type of programs. We're looking at small business entrepreneurship as things that we really want to get into. So again, as a community college, we have that ability to say, hey, if there's all of a sudden a need and there are about 10, 20 people who need that, we can put that stuff together very quickly, and then those people go back to work and life goes on. So our mission is both transfer as well as workforce development, economic development.
Okay. I need to add, do you have a Excel for Dummies course? Because I need that. I'll sign up for that one tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Jack. We have it. And if we don't have it, we will create it for you and tell you, hey, in about a week or two, we can get you started. Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely. That's the flexibility that we have. Uh-huh.
Well, Dr. Sam, you just became my tutor, so.
Thank you.
So, when does the next semester start? And if anybody is thinking about taking some courses, what's the best way, what they can do to reach out? Is it to go online? I should ask you that. What's your website?
And yes. Yes, yeah. Our website, pueblocc.edu, and then /Southwest. Just Google, PCC Southwest, and they'll find us. And, about as to how to get in touch with us, they can do that. In fact, now we have in our student services center people who take appointments online to say, come on in, Jack, let's talk, let's sit down and talk. And I actually encourage people to come by the site, because we are allowing people on site. We just want, I just have to make sure I stay within the governor's 50% capacity. So right. If people are interested, call our offices and, make an appointment, and we'd love to talk with people. We want to, and the appointments, you can make an appointment even as late as 5 o'clock in the evening. We want to talk. Yeah. Want to talk with people. Again, we are here for the community, and that's really our job here. For
awesome. Well, one more time, your website, one more time.
www.pueblocc.edu/Southwest. And great. That brings you straight to us. And, and I'd say otherwise, if in doubt, my telephone number, is 970-564-6222. It comes straight to my office. Okay. And if I'm not here, people can leave a voicemail and I'll send it straight to the student services and they'll contact the people. So we don't want to lose anybody. We want to make sure that people talk to somebody or they can be assured that they will, you know, they will get connected.
Okay. Well, we're out of time. I can't believe it already, but I do want to thank you for everything you're doing for our community and taking the time for the interview. And with that, we got to wrap it up. I have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.